250 wickets, Al. How does that feel?
Yeah, nice achievement, really. I hadn't thought about it too much, and then I saw something in the week. I was about 248 or something like that. So I don't try and take too much notice of the averages, but I did see that, and I can add up two more. So
you'd never thought when you came here, what, 4 years ago, that you get that many wickets?
No, I was looking at about 250 balls to start off with and then build it from there, really. So, yeah, not in my wildest dreams, really. I probably didn't think I'd be going, to be honest, in 4 years' time. So, yeah, to still be going and taking wickets is, you know, it's a massive bonus for me.
I know I've asked you this before, but what are you doing differently now to what you did for the first 33 years, for the first part of your career? I mean, what happened when you came to New Road?
Not a great deal different, really. I think there's little things. I'm fitter than I've probably ever been. The wickets probably helped me a little bit as well. It might suit my style of bowling as well. I'm just trying to develop my bowling a little bit, I think, and I've got a run of games under my belt, which I probably didn't get at Warwickshire or Middlesex too much. So, yeah, it's just been a bit of momentum, really. It's just carried forward. I've been really happy playing here, so that probably helps as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know your game, don't you? You know what you're good at now.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I don't know if anyone else does, but, yeah. So, I definitely, you know, I'm at a stage now where I'm very, you know, very experienced, as they tell me in the changing room. So, yeah, if I don't know my game by now, I never will. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, watching Ian Hall bowl out there today, I mean, he's not lightning quick, but he knows how to do it, doesn't he? He knows what it's all about. And you can't buy that.
No, not really. You know, he's obviously built up over how many ever games he's played and the balls that he's bowled. He knows exactly where it's going and what he's doing with it. So, yeah, I'd like to think that I'm sort of trying to reach that sort of level. And it's a really basic game when you get it down to it. It's just about landing the ball in the right areas enough times.
Looking at the game here, conditions this morning, you'd have wanted to bowl in that, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't have minded. Yeah, you know, it's nice, 10:30 starts. You know, you've got a new ball, bit of juice in the wicket. It's probably nice to have a bit of a bowl, but that didn't happen. We didn't have a great start, but I thought they bowled really well. But we showed a bit of fight. I think Jack Shanchu was fantastic, and Matthew Pardo showed, you know, huge levels of concentration to, you know, bat that period of time and give us a chance to get something at least. So, yeah, to get 163 is not ideal, but we'll take that probably when we're about 40 for 4, something like that. And then with the ball, I think we've stuck at it, so hopefully we can take a couple of early wickets tomorrow, apply a bit of pressure, and, you know, if we're about equal for the first innings, you know, we can't ask for much more.
Yeah. You say that about Jack. I mean, he's not the most aesthetic bowler to watch, and his batting's a bit crab-like, but he works hard at his game, and he's become a half-decent number nine.
Yeah, he really has. Full credit to him. You watch him, and he works really hard. And what he's not bothered about is what he looks like. You know, he realises that he just needs to do a job. You know, as long as he bowls the balls that he needs to, and, you know, when he bats for time, and he's got his shots that he plays, and he sticks to them. He's really developing, I think, and really maturing, and fair play to him. He's put in a lot of hard work over the last couple of years, and it's, you know, now just showing it's perfect. We talked all the 4 years I've been here, really, that the lower order have to contribute, and to have someone like Jack down there at nine, that's really helping us.
You were out first ball today.
Yeah, I don't know if I hit it or not. I don't usually hit my first ball, to be honest. So, Jack said he didn't hear anything. I didn't feel anything, but, you know, umpire's decision, so off we trudge, and the only thing I had to bowl then.
Back to you, the eternal question. How long are you going to play for?
As long as I let me, Bradders, to be honest. I still absolutely love it. You know, really passionate about it, and said many times now, as long as I feel like I'm, you know, contributing towards the club and helping them out and doing the right things, and hopefully they'll let me play as long as I can.